All right, Cole, what are you doing this time?
Well, Gary, welcome to my lab.
Oh, working in this late one night?
No, I try to keep pretty regular hours and install self-care and all.
I was working in the lab from 9 to 5. Frankenstein had a special jive.
Yeah. I got bad news from market research. Okay. We're always, trying to keep an eye on the business, trying to grow our demos, take advantage of, brand opportunities, et cetera. We're not sexy enough, Gary.
Oh man. I thought maybe we'd finally cracked it.
No, yeah. We have not cracked the sexy quadrant. Unfortunately, our bodies are hopeless. And yeah. I am ethically against objectifying women.
Sure.
As I'm sure you are as well. But my ethics say nothing about womenifying objects.
Ooh. Ooh. I didn't think about that.
Yeah. So I'm going to open up this curtain and show you.
About to make you misbehave.
I'm gonna open up this curtain and show you dun, 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 the tit wall.
Oh, hey, this is very Junji Ito-esque.
Yep.
Oh, boy. So,
just tried to figure.
That one's crying. This is, you got to worry, hammer out some bugs, man.
This is bleak. This is going right in the furnace. This shouldn't be. Yeah. But I tried to maximize the number
mask
of.
Mask of the Betrayer, too. Bra of the Betrayer. Like, yeah.
But I tried to maximize the number of breasts visible. Sure. So the breast sphere, was not successful because you can't see half of them, mm-mm. But this is a big wall. While this was growing, while this was crystallizing in the lab, sure. I also had some lab assistants, just mark each of these individual names. Each of these individual teats with a game name. I'm going to hand you this pasty here, Gary. You're going to see which one this fits, and that will be the game that we do.
Yeah, like seeing which boob fits into a wine glass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, let's see. Well, this is cold.
Mm-hmm. No, so they're all cold. There's no blood going through. It's just flesh.
Yeah, there's a lot of problems with this concept, man. This is every kid's dream and every adult's nightmare. All right, looks like this one fits.
Okay.
Here, pretty well.
And that one is BMX XXX.
Boy.
Oh, boy. I should have known because that was the one that was real blocky.
My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
And welcome to Bonfireside Chit Chat Horny Edition, where we deep dive into cum software and all their various holes likes.
All the various holes likes is very clever. Holes I love like that.
It's bleak and good.
And also a good fit.
Sure. So. Yeah, that's right. I swerved at the last minute. To that one.
Yeah. This week is a Cole pick. I was really struggling for a game to do. So I pulled the ripcord on one that, I've been kicking around for a while here. Figure we're still close to the episode 500 celebration doing Infamous.
We'll eventually get to Guy Game.
No, we can't. Gary, I am very worried about the legality of Guy Game. I got this confused with Guy Game because I thought, oh, wasn't this one like, wasn't this recalled? No. So Guy Game, the, I believe 2004, PS2 generation, quiz game where you were rewarded with Girls Gone Wild style, footage, FMV footage that was pulled from the market, because all of the ethical concerns aside about a Girls Gone Wild like setup, turns out that developer may have accidentally published an eensy weensy bit of what the U.S. government law calls child porn.
Oh,
Yeah, one of the girls wasn't 18. Or at least some of the girls was not 18. Yeah.
Well, shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, let's not. So, I was about to say, like, oh man, you know, you're saying we can't. Well, we'll see about that. And then you just bam, stop me right in my tracks. Just like, well, pump the brakes.
Episode 503. We've got to record it in 30-minute chunks because that's all the Department of Corrections will allow you to do on one phone call.
We're doing Jerry's Quest, a Subway Adventure. So let's not do the gay guy game if it contains child pornography.
I don't even know. I haven't even done a search for, like, if you can get a ROM of it or an ISO.
Oh, of course you can get an ISO.
Of course you can.
I know. Like, I haven't done the search either, but I bet you can.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if they're child porn, I'm not interested. That's the guarantee.
Oh, you just got a virtue signal on that, huh?
Yeah, man. I'm not attracted to children. It's great.
Wow, Vince Lair has a that's got the ROM. Hey. Real weird.
This is adult porn.
This is a mature game, by which I mean it is the least mature thing in the entire world. It's so mature, dude.
The opening sequence.
So, like, instead of having like a developer splash, you have a literal splash of water against the very just a white t-shirt on a very busty Asian lady, and the t-shirt has the developer's logo on it. That's their that's their logo reveal, is the wet t-shirt splash.
It's one of those things where I always think about, like, wet t-shirt contest, and where's the contest in it? You know, like, you should be able to, I mean,
it should just, like, be, like, you know, most aesthetically pleasing breast. It's the boob awards. Yeah.
It's the boob awards. It's how big you booby you can get is all the thing. Without technically being nude.
So this began life as a Dave Mira's BMX game. And plays like those games do. I'm not crazy about them because BMX bikes are a little bit less fun in a video game.
There's a really simple reason why, right? Yeah. Like, all that, and I'm going to go ahead and extend that to every single extreme sports game except for like snowboarding.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because bicycles don't go backwards.
Yeah.
Like a skateboard, you can land backwards and be fine. Mm-hmm. Whenever I tried to play Dave Mira, cause I was like in the market for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huge Tony Hawk fan. I played like every one of those games except for Ride, mm-hmm. you know, basically, and Downhill Jam. I love Tony Hawk.
Yeah.
Stands up to this day. Loved him as a kid. And by which I mean like a
19 year old. Yeah.
Yeah. So Dave Mira came out and I'm like, cool, more Tony Hawk,
mm-hmm.
but just having to always land facing forwards mm-hmm. ruins the game.
So in this one, you can land backward, but you have to steer. Yeah. You have to steer. There's no like turnaround button or anything like that.
Do a very quick manual revert, not to be confused with a manual
or a revert.
Yeah. But like they're not as good. And same thing with the surfing one. The surfing one sucks.
Oh yeah.
And the inline skating one sucks.
Yeah.
Skateboards are perfect. It is the only good extreme sports tool.
Yes.
Like, I love a skateboard.
It is the preferred medium.
So this is already it's already starting on the back foot, even though it's kind of fine because it's based on
a very
solid video game principle.
Yeah.
You know,
which is explore these stages with this movement vocabulary.
Yeah. And get points by doing tricks around the stages.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the most perfect formulas for video games.
Yes.
However, it doesn't have enough for daddy. Here's the thing about a bicycle. It's not hot. I don't know if you've ever tried to stick your dick in a bicycle. I tried to do it. You know how you can stick a playing card in there and make your motor, you know, bicycle sound like cool vroom vroom motorcycle.
Uh-huh.
Go vroom vroom.
What if it was a nudie playing card?
Well, what if you stuck your dick in there and it was like all the spokes just like fapping you at a rapid pace?
Yeah, that's a very specific sexual awakening. What if your bike could dom you?
Yeah, like absolutely CBT your bike. Like if you, the sexiest thing a bike could do, you could also do it by sticking your dick in a fan,
mm-hmm.
you know,
you know, like everybody's done, you know,
one
lonely December morn.
Yeah. Just like, maybe it'll be all right. You know, like, I don't know. You don't know until you've tried it.
I'll roll these dice. Yeah.
You know, like you might crit. You might crit all over the place and need a new fan. It's like, So this just, instead of making the bike sexy or doing anything, it just throws a bunch of like sex workers, a bunch of strippers into this.
Yeah. There's
strippers in the mix.
There's live action footage of ladies, of sex workers, you know, dancers and such from Scores, the New York strip club, which is there specifically because of Howard Stern. But that doesn't factor into the gameplay. That's like just unlockable FMVs. And then the opening.
The opening also intercuts, you know, we were right on when we were talking about CBT, because the it's interspliced with just guys getting racked in the nuts, doing tricks. It feels like you're getting shown a Clockwork Orange, like montage here's a sexy boob, here's a guy getting hit in the balls, here's a sexy boob, here's a guy getting absolutely racked, like trying to grind down a rail. Just over and over and over, like for a long time. To music that the lyrics is like click, 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 boom. But I kept thinking it said clit, clit, clit. And I was like, this is fucking like, I'm going to go into a weird horny trance. And I don't know. Like, you're a bad enough dude to fuck the president. Like,
this is like, this is trying to get me to either love having my balls racked or hate ladies.
Yeah, it was trying to do something, though. Uh-huh. Like I felt like it in like a comic or something where somebody senses that somebody's trying to read their mind.
Mm-hmm.
It was like that. Like something's trying to get me.
Gary, I'm surprised that you didn't recognize the musical stylings of Saliva and the title song from this. Not the title song, but the title sequence song, Click, Click, Boom.
I don't know that song. Yeah. So this is a PS2 game, so it's a little bit later than, or PS2 era. So it's a little bit later than my music. Like that was a whole era where I like, popular music at all.
No, it's a yeah. I mean, but it's reaching back. The first song that I got when I rolled up was Basket Case by Green Day.
I think that's the set first song.
Yeah. I think it's literally just a playlist that just goes from the first through there. But you got some De La Soul, you got 311, a whole bunch of Brand New Sin, some Newfound Glory. You know, Taking Back Sunday. Yeah, it's real. Poor De La Soul on the company they've keep. Yeah, Motley Crue's Girls, Girls, Girls in here, of course. Yeah.
A stripping classic. So it starts off like you're just doing tricks for videos of strippers, but eventually, you know, and I didn't get this far in it. I got it pretty quick. Mm-hmm. If you watch videos of it, you start like doing stripper related things, and like there start being giant naked women. Mm-hmm. Like statues and stuff around.
Yeah.
It's very surreal.
Sexual awakening.
this is very like you're dying in the last, like as you came. And this is the realm you explore on your way to heaven. It's a very sexual purgatory.
Yeah.
R&B voice.
Girl,
I'm gonna put you in a sexual purgatory.
So there's that. It does apparently start drip feeding you just fetish tags, which is fun. There's also the create a skater, where you can unlock the ability to make a topless lady, to make a naked character. Not on the PS2 though. Sony used clout that neither Microsoft nor Nintendo had in order to censor the game on that particular platform. Yeah. Something that like this was a little bit ahead of its time, but ahead of its time in doing a bad thing that extreme sports games shouldn't have done, which is these levels are open and there are quest givers. So instead of having challenges like, find skate and, break through these different sports banners or whatever, you will roll up to an NPC and they will say something off color, probably tasteless. It's the 2002 game, so definitely homophobic. And then give you like a timed quest to go do stuff.
Very specifically, it's the same arc that Tony Hawk took.
Very much so. It did this a year before Tony Hawk's America or Tony Hawk's Underground. Yeah. Thug, not Thaw.
Thug. Yeah. The idea that Tony Hawk, like people started getting sick of Tony Hawk, and instead it started having on foot stealth missions.
Were
racist.
Well, and also this is bringing in Jackass, what they think is Jackass style stuff, and specifically like citing Bam Margera's CKY or whatever.
Yeah.
Videos. As you know, it's like, oh yeah, we're gonna be crass and irreverent, whereas Tony Hawk had the pull to actually get Jackass folks in.
Yes, yeah. And also the there was dumb horny shit in Tony Hawk at this time. It was just not by volume all of it.
Yes.
Right. So like in one of the thugs, you know, you go to a bridge and there's two pimps who are having a pimp slapping contest, and it's real dumb. You know, like that's the worst. Fucking early 2000s is a cultural toilet.
Oh yeah, terrible. There's a video going around that's like, man, high school seemed real chill in 2002, and it's just home video footage.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Like, you're still
I don't get it at all. Yeah.
So yeah, cultural toilet. You know, just the worst time for us.
It's just a real nadir. Yeah.
Yeah. So Tony Hawk fell into that too. It just wasn't the entire fucking game.
Yeah, this is the entire selling point. And gladly, like, there's this weird little redemptive thing where that, like, this wasn't enough. This was just such a, like, the controversy didn't pay off. People saw right through this and like, no, that's, again, not enough. Like, this doesn't appeal enough to me to, like, buy a whole product based on it.
But and Dave Mira jumped ship.
Yes, yeah. And like, actually everybody sued.
Yeah,
sued like, because, just like,
yeah.
This damaged my reputation, even though my name isn't on it.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's a real gross thing. It shows up, like, this is a fascinating fucking, like, I don't want to steer this episode into the boring zone, away from the horny zone as fast as possible. But I just noticed this is on the Wikipedia thing for video game controversies.
Yes.
And that's probably a pretty fun Wikipedia to cruise for after suffering stuff.
The
Wikipedia entry for breast physics. You know? Hell yeah.
Is it from Dead or Alive onward?
Yes. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, it has much more interesting story to it, behind it, than is actually interesting anything you do in the game.
And like, this is wrapped up with Acclaim, the publisher, and like them trying to push the envelope in incredibly embarrassing ways, specifically with like marketing stuff. Like, this and Turok are kind of blamed for being the final nails in the coffin, of that publisher.
Yeah. And good riddance. Fuck them.
Yeah. Like, fuck. Terrible.
I don't know. Like, people lost their jobs. That sucks. I'm not trying to be, but just, they didn't do good stuff.
Yeah.
Artistically. So this isn't going to come as a surprise to anybody who knows us and listens to us, but I don't understand the idea of, like, I'm playing a Tony Hawk, like, I'm building up a combo, I'm concentrating, but I want to see a tit out of the corner of my screen, so I'm a little horny, so I, like, put down the controller and immediately go, like, stick my dick in something, you know, or immediately go jerk off. Like, I don't understand why or how those two ideas are connected. It reminds me, it's the same thing like in high school when people would have like a poster on the wall, and it would be like a sexy lady lounging over a car, you know, and like, one, you know, I'm never going to have a girl over who's going to be like, yeah, that's cool. You know, hell yeah. And two, like, just doesn't it just become background?
Oh, it absolutely does. It is. So it is the fact of the transgression, not the detail of the transgression. It kind of doesn't matter, you know, about, you know, what any particular thing this sexy spread eagle lady does for you, you know, on this Lamborghini Countach, you know, it is just that you have it up. Countach. Yeah. That is a car.
I said poon.
Countach. There we go.
Yeah, I was making a vagina.
Oh, a vagina.
A joke about the pussies of the world.
Yeah, but it is the fact that you have it up. It's the aesthetic. You know, yeah. I don't know that this was even designed for people to whack off to, or even to, you know, like maybe this was made to give somebody material for, you know, for later. This
can
was
you
before.
Imagine like just rewatching one of the cutscenes in this, like, over and over, and this artifacted as shit, like, thing you have to watch load up. You see a little like bicycle spinning around before you can loop it.
I think this was before the ability to maintain a spank bank was diminished by on demand everything all at once.
Yeah. We no longer need the Spank Bank. Like, we have Spank streaming.
Yes. Yeah. 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 We can plug into it. So I think just kind of like, yeah, that's going to get me, this will serve me well at sea, you know,
but it's such a, the fact that it's such a short clip and you have to watch it load. It's like the equivalent of like a Spank single. You know, our Spank hit clips. You know? It's like, I understand a physical porn movie.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, I understand not having access to just streaming porn, like, and being able to see, you know, all of the genitals of the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
At my fingertips. Like, I had porn movies. Like, I get that. Mm-hmm. You know, that was exciting. Magazines, stuff like that. Just the idea of having this porn hit clips that happens at the same time I'm trying to play Tony Hawk.
Yeah. It's useless. And I understand a porn game. You know, like, that makes sense. Something like specifically designed, you know, like an erotic visual novel or whatever, not to my taste, but like, I get it. You're going to play it and then, you know, do what you're going to do. And then,
yeah,
and
pleasure
then,
yourself.
Yeah. And then, and then save and then come back to it later. Yeah. Like that, yeah. that makes sense to me. This half in, half out kind of thing. I don't get the appeal other than for it to just be, you know, like, oh, your mom is going to hate this.
Yeah. And that's how it was marketed.
Yeah.
You know, and I think you're right that it is part of an overall aesthetic.
Yeah.
That a certain like dude has, and sometimes doesn't like burn off.
Mm-hmm.
And it's incredible.
Oh yeah.
Like, you ever meet one of those dudes as an adult and you're like, oh no, actually I'm a grown up. I don't need to check out dead ass that just passed by because, you know, I understand there's no ass scarcity. And also that's kind of rude.
Yeah,
and I don't want to be seen doing it, 'cause that's embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and all, you know what? And also, what I enjoy or any instance of me enjoying something does not have to be anybody else's business.
It's a real weird thing to turn that part of yourself inside out.
Yeah.
You know, unless if that's not your specific fetish, if it's just kind of like, hey man, we're all thinking it all the time. We should constantly be talking about it.
Yeah.
You know, I mentioned this before. I had a friend in high school, who every single time we passed a girl, no matter what, was like, look at that ass.
Yeah.
And would like really exaggerate, like, you know, put his glasses down, you know, every single time it happened. And at some point, and I've never been hornier in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm a teenager.
This is peak horny for Gary.
I'm masturbating 10 times a day in places you would not believe. and I was still like, this is a little bit much.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a little assed out, my man. Like, yes, I am going to go jerk off in a bathroom a little bit later thinking about like a silo I saw.
Yeah.
It looked kind of like a boob, like one of those weird corn domes that they have in the West.
Yeah.
I am going to think about that and masturbate, or a light that is on a ceiling around popcorn paint that looks a little bit like a booby.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm not above that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But also, like, this is a little excessive.
Uh-huh.
You know,
the existence of an ass in a vacuum does not have to be a communal emergency.
Yeah. We don't have to bond over it. Like, it's not like there are things that if you see them, you know, you could point over and be like, oh man, look at that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like, hey, your thing's on fire. You know?
Yeah. Okay. I would say that's a safety issue more than anything.
Well, even if it's not even close, you're just like, oh man, check that out. Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. You point that out. It's noteworthy. Oh, hey man, there's a cool, check it out. There's a deer.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm going to steel man, this person's ass appreciation and say,
okay,
you know, is this somebody who, you know, are people who do that, are they just not jaded? Are they waking up every single day and, you know, are they waking up and seizing it? Like, they're not going to take any ass that they see for granted. Because
each one might be their last.
Each one might be their last, and they're recognizing the individual beauty of an ass as it swings by. They are not doing any kind of like quantizing or snapping to grid on this. Like, it is, it is entirely, you know, entirely a new experience every time they see one.
Do you know what you just described?
What did I describe?
A B-minus Jim Carrey movie from like the 90s.
The ass,
like,
man
called like ass man, where he's under a curse that French philosophers came up with. Like, what if a man for every ass he sees is a new, you know, and it translates, it sounds better in the French, and Jim Carrey plays it. He's got kids, he's a workaholic, but he gets enchanted with this ass virus. just must appreciate every single shapely ass as if it is the first shapely ass he's ever seen in his life.
I think we cracked it. Yeah.
Yeah. It would be a hit. It would be a liar, liar style hit.
But yeah, no, I just think about that as a public person. No one needs to know what my special thing is.
If I were steel manning this person, I would think that it's possible they were closeted and they were just feeling very insecure about it.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And just really trying to make a big show of it.
Mm-hmm. Or and even in that case, you know, like questioning, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe they were telling themselves, convincing themselves
right.
more than anything. Yeah. But yeah, like nobody needs to know about my thing. And I also don't, you know, we talked about this before. This is all old territory, but I don't like to be invited into someone's thing without my consent.
Yes.
You know, I don't necessarily, I want to know the stakes and parameters of like a conversation or relationship before I get into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't like it when somebody just immediately jumps to like, hey, this is my sex thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just kind of, it's just none of my business. You know, mm-hmm. if somebody wants to talk about it, if they're a friend, sure. Mm-hmm. Like I have friends who have individual sex things and I know about them because we're friends and we talk about sex because we're adults.
Yes.
But it's a weird thing to have be a first order, like immediate, you know, front street kind of thing, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just me being Midwestern, you know?
I don't know. It's hard to blame that because I don't know that I blame that on regionalism because there's a certain amount of like, just like, I'm just going to mind my own business on this. Like we don't need to talk about this, you know, just like you don't talk about religion or money.
Yeah.
You know, it's just I think it's a boundary thing more than anything. And, you know, just I associate boundaries with maturity and just kind of just a general understanding.
Yeah.
You know, of how human interaction works.
It's manners.
Yeah.
You know, like we're both big horrors for manners, you know, like you and I both love manners.
Yeah.
And it feels like good manners mm-hmm. to me. Yeah. It's very strange. and then that in video games during that like Maxim credo period of the 2000s where this was all over, like it's so good. As much as like a horny game now will sometimes I'll be bummed out about it.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that we've come a long way, baby.
Yeah.
From this, you know, it is not usually this juvenile or this, naked,
mm-hmm.
you know,
and in either sense of the word.
Yes. Yeah. Like I'm not crazy that in like Xenoblade 3 or whatever, you summon a gigantic golem. Like breast mm-hmm. golem.
No.
Like I don't like that, but also it's not this.
Yeah.
This is grosser.
Yeah. This feels, there's also probably something to be said for like embracing like a very particular kind of like voyeuristic sexuality. Like this is not about an interaction with anything anybody. Adjacent to a woman who is revealing herself to you momentarily, who exists primarily to be,
entirely a body.
Yeah.
You know, like no, nothing else.
Yeah.
You know, just a body. Yeah. And like sometimes, you know, I'll say something like that and someone will be like, no, some women really like that. And I'm like, yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I don't know that about these women.
Nope.
You know, it's got the kind of thing where instead of being programmed, it feels a little bit like Dan Cortez just mashed the head of his penis into a keyboard until it came out. Like, and that's how you get this, you know, you just sitting there just pushing his thumb. He puts the thumb right on top of the gland and just go like bashes it down, goes sports, man, sports, sports, until eventually it becomes code. It's C++++. Like,
oh, it's double D+.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. But it's like, I mean, it also needs to be underlined that the concept for this game as it came from them trying to figure out, okay, sales are flagging for that Dave Mira's series. And somebody joked like, oh, we can get people interested by putting strippers in. And they said, oh, by George, he's got it.
Yeah.
You found the golden ticket.
It was a path.
Mm-hmm.
At the time.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucked up. The reviews of this are very funny.
Yeah.
And by funny, I mean like depressing and very frustrating. where it's like half people being like, yeah, this is a pretty crappy game, you know? And then there's a handful of even reviews are like, this isn't actually that bad. It's just not a very good, you know, game. It's fine.
Yeah.
You know, but then a lot of ones that are just like, you know, naughty.
Yeah.
You know, Blood Rain sounds like a porno. You know, Casket Darkfire is upset about this being censored. Things like that. Like, we're getting a lot of that.
Yeah.
You know, gimmicks. Yeah. Good gimmicks. Dirty, naughty fun from Sniper 4244. You know, my favorite review title is an average porn slash BMX game. Because I think
that's, yeah, when there's only like, one, it is average by default.
Yeah. God, not again.
Better than GTA and Tony Hawk's graphics. Sweet, cool graphics. Only Joyride is ugly. The rest of all the characters have really well-made faces. The women have a really great 3D design, and each head fits in many skins.
In many skins.
In Tony Hawk
that 4. That is a serial killer ass fucking sentence. Each head fits in many skins.
The skirts are very badly done, even in design, and they don't move. The same for other clothes.
In Tony Hawk 4, I can't make more than two women because they're all ugly. Like, this is Brad Filizardo is the guy who, like, needs to be horny while he's playing the thing.
If I'm not erect, there's no fucking deal.
Yeah, these graphics, these are sweet, cool graphics.
Man. Oh gosh, suggestions. The porn girls of the movies should be the female players, not those Mika, Joyride, etc. And if they really want the game to be a great success, more complex levels and well-designed bikes will do. Acclaim, trust me, do that. And not even Tony Hawk's Underground will reach the level of BMX XXX Second Coming.
Big missed opportunity with that Second Coming.
Yes.
Also, a special move will do, like the ultimate trick or XXX stunt for each player. Like, it's a single person on a bike. Yeah. I don't know what they're going to do with that XXX stunt. Like, I guess, like, stick a, you know, pull off the bike seat and then dock. Yeah. You know, I guess that's the triple X stunt.
It's the most dangerous trick.
Yeah. Like, yeah. You die like that guy who, like, put the bottle in his ass.
You know? He just one man, one glass it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. This person, let me see here. They also reviewed Tony Hawk's Underground. Let me see here, Brad. I hate when you click on it. It doesn't take you to the specific. Yeah. Thug,
he's a partisan.
Yeah. He does not care for this one bit.
Yeah. Weather effects. The first sentence for weather effects is at least exclamation point. This is huge energy of that, like that Mario essay about stomp and turret. There's just like nevertheless is a full sentence. Good things, bad things. The game has a lot of punk music. That really pissed me off.
Improved graphic quality, but this is the king of glitches. THPS sequel. You'll see floating hair, not on your head. Girls with Toys R Us legs. Create a girl with the mini skirt and pay attention to her legs sideways. Serious glitch.
What is happening? This is also, this review is conservatively like 10,000 words as well. Suggestion. Buy it. It's the most you can't get now. Then wait for Neversoft Z-Axis and many other next attempts. This is AI, like written by early AI. Before
this is Markov chain. This is a horny Markov chain.
Yeah, this is Markov is jerk. It's a jerk off chain.
So what's really funny is the BMX XXX review was written in November of 2003. The Tony Hawk's Underground review. This person has been holding this grudge until July of the next year.
Yeah. So he finally got around to it. He was too busy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just coming and coming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's only reviewed three games. FIFA is 2004. One more shame. You know, but then BMXXX is the perfect 10 from this person.
Let's see. Oh, come on. Be happy. This is Underground. This is an Underground slash custom version of the game, right? Okay, but the body slash skater edit features are still poor. You can't edit for real, like colors of eyes, type of mouth, etc.
Keeping it real. This is a heading. Keeping it real, exclamation point. Well, dot, dot, dot. At least let's simulate, okay? This is great. This is real weird writing, man.
And it seems that most game makers now are afraid of making women with bikini slash bra only. So I would like to say one thing and one thing only. Women with bikini slash bra only isn't porn.
Man's got to have a code.
The way to scale is still somewhat pathetic. It seems you'll end up creating someone with chest of gorilla sometimes.
Let's take Max Payne as an example. Max Payne isn't a game of free roaming, but if you notice, you can use or interact almost every item. That increases a bit the lifespan, even this action game. The game can be sweet for you. The free roam lover gamer. Very sweet for who's watching you playing. The big steps for somebody on your house to take a watch with you. Take a while to watch you. This is a specimen.
Yeah. How's
their scale is out of 20?
You add up all the points.
And the scale also comes in about 2/3 of the way through the review. They start adding the numerical scale.
Now you just complete the goals to see the ending and unlock levels. That's it. That's all. And just to tell you that the women's story is the same. So you'll see your female skaters acting like males during some situations of the story. So tell me, what the hell is this? What the hell is this? Glitch or laziness?
It's fucking like analyzing whether it is a female or male presenting skater. This person turned into a real weird, gross transphobe detective.
Just transvestigating thug one.
Yeah. Fucking gross, man.
A weirdo can always tell.
There's so many different ways you can care too much about genitals.
I really love the idea of drawing your line at, I need to be able to choose what kind of mouth.
Yeah. Oh my God. Girl's got a good mouth, dude.
Ooh. How soft. Good mouth. How soft. I need a meter for how soft that mouth is.
Yeah. Give me wide south mouth.
Soft mouth.
Soft south mouth. Love south mouth. Yeah, this is pretty foul. I'm trying to shake off my disgust of that reviewer and realize that the game is actually not quite as gross. It's bad.
But, right. Yeah. The message board doesn't have much of anything going for it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's what you'd expect. I hate, I'm not into the hornyitude of games, but I do admit that it's come a long way.
Yes.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah, I mean, like, the games have gotten horny, but the horny games are very declared in how horny they are. They, like, existing just for pure interest kind of deal. So,
and this is also very, very
explaining. Demarcated. Yeah.
Yeah. Demarcated. But it's also like a little bit less classy, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe just horniness got better.
I think horny got better.
Yeah, like the same way like Brussels sprouts are just better. They found a better cultivar or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this fucking game.
They found my car.
Yeah.
That's all I got. They found it, and they're gonna repair it.
Which is not advantageous.
No, I wish those kids.
Better if it's just trashed.
I wish they just drove that car into fucking Lake Michigan, for God's sake.
Yep.
So that's the update. And insurance companies, not good.
Yeah. Getting fucked over by them. Yeah. It's a really fucking, I didn't mean to minimize it over the weekend. I just wanted to concentrate on the con.
Oh yeah. Same.
That is a horrible fucking chore you have ahead of you.
Oh yeah. No.
Like the idea, you just get it's a weekend. Like it's basically going to steal a weekend from you.
No.
You know, and it's not, the object is too valuable. You can't just be like, well, you know, you guys, You guys mm-hmm. done a good job. Take it as a tip. Like, it's not that kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm still on the hook for the lease. A lease that I'm still paying off, even though I don't have my car and might not have it back for 2 or 3 months. It yep. might not be drivable until then. Yeah. I also might not need to go and drive and get it because nobody can tell me if how this is going to work. Every single person that I'm talking to, I might as well be the only person on earth who ever had something bad happen to a car in a different state from where they live.
Yeah. You're getting like, we were talking about it in the green room and you're getting a lot of like, this is a bad time for us, which is fucking hilarious from an insurance.
We're just buried in emails, guys.
Yeah. Like it's just been a bad week. My energy is off.
Yeah.
You know, your car has bad vibes. I don't know. I can't. Did you see the Gwen post in the Slack that Kia is giving out free like wheel locks?
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah.
Yeah. God, what a fucking world, man.
Yeah.
This makes me, I know that this is, it's obviously my opinion as because of where I'm at politically and stuff, but this makes me very suspicious about self-driving cars.
Oh, I mean, yeah, even more so.
Like
yeah.
if we don't have the technology to have a USB drive in a car and not have it have this huge security flaw mm-hmm. yet on two of the biggest car companies.
Huge. You know,
this is not obscure. Like this no. is, we're you just not
Kia,
there
You
yet.
See Kias all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. We are not there yet. We need to slow it the fuck down with technology here.
Yeah.
A little bit.
And I had this, I went to a doctor today and, you know, just, you know, catching up, about stuff.
Oh yeah. How's he been?
He's been okay, but yeah. I was telling you, it's a doctor that I go to and see about a particular anxiety medication that I take because it's controlled. You gotta see a doctor every 6 months about it. It's like just talking about like the weekend and such. And I said, yeah, my car got stolen. And he said, what kind of car was it? I said, you know,
yeah,
if you're asking that question, you know what kind of car it was.
Well, you say that, but I didn't know about this.
Neither did I
before we came up here. So yeah, your doctor might not know.
No, he knew. He said like, yeah, it's a Kia because his daughter's best friend got hers stolen at like a baby shower or something like that, like down in like a nice part of Columbus, you know, like just it's happening all over the place. It just is extra special happening in Milwaukee and in Washington, apparently. And
very happy that Liv does not drive a Kia or Hyundai. Yeah. If you were listening to this and you drive a new Kia or a Hyundai, get that wheel lock.
Oh, fucking watch out. So it's not the new ones. It is up to model year 2021, I guess, that they started putting in like the de minimis level of like theft protection because it was a PR, you know, like they saw the PR thing coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. But not, I'm going to get the wheel lock because fucking I got to get this car back somehow. So, you know, I'm good. And I have to live with it until December when my lease is up.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing. I'm not getting the fucking Kia again. I was so brand loyal because
you were very brand loyal. You brought it up to me and I am the person on earth who is least interested in cars.
Yes.
I think. Like I could not, all they do is function. I don't think that there are better or worse qualities to them up until now.
Yeah.
Like being easier to steal than not to steal is a pretty bad quality and it's enough to make me prairie dog and like take notice.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. But like, I liked how cheap they were. It was just enough car, for me, you know, it didn't need to be fancy. It was nice and big on the inside. Like it's not a huge car, but like a lot of it is interior space, you know, for my wide shoulders. And yeah, it's just like, it was a good car. And now I'm not gonna, got nothing. So
yeah.
They lost a customer who was fine having their stuff for a long time. And I, you know, hate being a fucking Karen about it or whatever, but I think I'm justified.
Well, you're definitely justified. I take this as a lesson in brand loyalty.
Yeah.
Like it's not really worth being brand loyal about stuff.
But it was just like, I felt like it wasn't like loyalty is a wrong thing. Like I don't give a shit about Kia as a company. It was just like, I've got this problem solved. Kind of like how I always wear the same kind of shoe, right? I'll get new ones, but like, I just want to get that same shoe again.
Yeah.
Right. Cause it's figured out. Right. And it's like, okay, I'll just keep rolling this lease over. If I decide to buy a new one, it's like, I don't have to think about this. It's probably just the kind of car that I want.
Yeah. This is the brand you like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get that. It just, there are no, that shoe might at some point Like we haven't got
somebody will stick a USB cable into it and then just like, yeah. like start
and
like,
just run around town really fast. Like all these 12-year-olds, and especially because we're both big dudes, like big feet. Uh-huh. I imagine like 2 12-year-olds like in a conga line so their feet fit. Like, shit, man! Oh, I don't understand the world at all. This is letting us. This is thinking about the Kia boys made me really realize how much the world has passed me by.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, because like this is what kids do to get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's fucking wild. You know,
that seems real high stakes,
incredibly high stakes. But they figured out it's not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they figured out. Like I told you, I watched that documentary. Where they're like, yeah, we're ultra juveniles. We get 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a minor misdemeanor.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, well, fuck, man. You're risking nothing.
And that's if the cops decide to pursue who got this, right? Yes. Like they figured out like, no, the cops focus is on,
there's absolutely no way they're dusting your car for prints right now.
No, they're not like checking it for fibers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's
CSI doesn't, on the fucking case. It happens 20 rate. Times a day.
Yeah.
You know, like it's just weather at this point.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's wild.
You know, as far as the cops are concerned, it's a victimless crime.
Yeah. It's a weird thing too, because I've been thinking about this in terms of politics. Cause, you know, they say like as you get older, you get more conservative, and that's not been my case at all. And this I was just like, man, I have a lot of contempt for this.
Yeah.
As a thing. Like this is something that young people are doing. This is a crime. I don't want to be tough on crime. That's something I have a negative association with.
No.
At the same time, this fucking sucks. But then, you know, dovetailing into the beginning of the episode, it's really just I'm tough on manners.
Yeah.
You know, I care more about that. And this is just bad manners. Like, I just don't like somebody. It's not that it's a crime that offends me. It's just somebody just not giving a shit about somebody else.
Yeah. At the over the weekend, I called it a weird that the Clockwork Orange came up twice. But it's a real Clockwork Orange kind of thing. You know, Alex was rich and he had everything he ever could have wanted. And he still went out and, you know, beat the shit out of people. And, you know, and that story did all that terrible stuff just for the chaos of it. Right. Yeah. And this, like, yeah, these kids may have been failed in any number of ways by the system, but it is very hard for me to draw a connection.
This isn't doing anything for
this them. Is not doing anything. Yeah.
This does nothing for the greater good.
Yeah.
You know, like they have a little bit of fun, but again, you know, I've said it a billion times, like fun isn't rare enough to make it worth compromising for in a general sense.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit if something's fun.
Yeah. So. I know this episode is going long, but I do want to throw in and just ask you a question. Somebody like walked up to you right now and said, hey, Gary, pee in this. Like, would you be able to do it? Would you be able to produce?
No, not right now. Because right before we started this, we had a little bathroom break.
You know? Went to that doctor. I've been getting this medication for coming up on 8 years now. This is the first time they've asked me for a piss test. I had no idea that was even in the offing. Right. And I was like, all right, okay, well, before you go, we're just going to hand you this cup and you got to go pee in it. And it's like, hey, listen, I have enough trouble doing this even when I have notice. Like, I talked to the nurse, like, you have an extremely shy bladder. Like, this, if I can come back at a later time or something. And I had no idea. Maybe this might be a new technology. They just did a mouth swab. I just had to sit, in a room with this, like, cotton.
Well, because you peed in your mouth. So they just swab that up. Well,
that's none of their business, and also they had no way of knowing that.
Yeah, well, I think they could read between the lines. Like saying you have a shy bladder—that's what that means nowadays.
Yeah, yeah. and also before you can leave, you have to do this task. It's like, I'm sorry, I'm a sensible person. I pissed before I left the house to drive the half hour over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will tell you, so I have to, when I go to the doctor, I have to do piss test, you know, for medical reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And my hack for it, and this is, I'm not trying to get into to too personal stuff, but if I sit down, even if I don't have to shit, but if I pretend I do, I will create pee.
Huh.
It just 10 times out of 10, my body's like, hey man, like it is pee time. I will summon up the reserves. I have a little secret little bladder just for this purpose. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That doesn't work. I've tried it. Yeah. I have nearly failed 2 drug tests by default. because the people administering them had other places to be.
That sucks.
And I had no idea that the mouth swab was even an option. So,
well, good to know.
Good to know. So, yeah. Don't buy IKEA. If you do have IKEA, get that wheel lock. And if somebody demands that you piss in a cup, ask them if the mouth swab is available. Public services that Abject Suffering provides.
Yeah. Unless you actually have to pee, and then you're killing two birds with one stone.
Oh yeah.
Every time I pee and it's not in a cup, it's a huge fucking waste.
Well, I hate it. but then, you know, you've got to pee just the right amount to get into that cup, because if it's a drug test and he goes in the toilet, then you fail. So you have to pee.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, what happens if you pee more? Do you go to the sink?
In the past, it's been for me. Yeah. No, huh. I mean, how do no, you know? Just, you fill up to the line, then you got to stop.
That's weird. That has not been my experience in drug test or in these tests.
No, somebody stands outside and listens. You. Yeah, but in every case, there's been somebody standing nearby trying to. Exactly. Yeah. It's because apparently it's a real serious thing. Yeah.
Huh. Well, that sucks. That's how urine works.
That's why they sell those fake fake penises.
Yeah.
To clean urine in. Yeah.
They should send all these people to piss school, because they just need to start listening to the show. Yeah. I think that just through listening to Abject Suffering, you eventually will get like a bachelor's degree in piss and we'll just understand it. Like, you can get community credits in biology, but only the piss, you know,
but only the piss one chapters. Course.
Yeah. Like one credit audit on piss, please. Cause that's just not how urine works.
Nope.
And they should know.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you're not an expert by urine by the time you're a doctor, fuck, man. You know? Ugh. Too filled with rage.
Yeah.
If people like this, please go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv. Mm-hmm. We appreciate everyone who has, and we appreciate everyone who will. And you can also leave us ratings, reviews on Apple Podcasts or Podcast Addict, anywhere podcasts are sold. And also, we'd like to give a big thanks to Gwen, our producer, who edited this.
Yeah, this is the first Abject Suffering that we're recording after the Midwest Gaming Classic. Thank you so much for coming out, anybody who did.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. It was very heartwarming.
Yeah.
What should they do until next time, Cole?
I've used all of these, Gary. I need to put up a new one.
Yeah, get on that, man.
Yeah. Well, sorry, I didn't realize I used all of them, but I'm scrolling and I got nothing. Yeah, no. So until next time, post a new one of these realistically in about 2.5 months. So